KJAN Sports.
And at 7:18, it is time for a check of sports. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen. This report is brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. In sports, the Atlantic Trojans started the 2018 high school football season in a positive fashion on Friday night with a 45-6 victory at Sadell. It was a game that seemed destined for a shootout early, with both teams scoring on their opening possessions. Following those traded blows, it was all Trojans. Atlantic racked up 25 points in the second quarter to take command of the game and would add 14 more in the third. A big moment. Momentum change came when the Trojans leading 12-6 following a Tyler Moen touchdown run. Moen scored again by picking off a pass from the Eagles' Cash Lee and returning in 45 yards to pay dirt, and that seemed to take the wind fully out of the Eagles' sails. Turnovers would play a big role, with Sadell throwing in one interception and losing three fumbles on the night. Atlantic head coach Mike McDermott said he liked the way the team showed a lot of toughness, running the ball well with multiple players and clamping down on defense. He was a little disappointed, though, in the amount of penalties, but felt a number of them were due to aggressive play, which he says is okay. Atlantic quarterback Chase Mullinex was 2 and 5 passing for 49 yards, and he rushed 12 times for 81 yards and 2 touchdowns. The Trojans outgained the Eagles on the ground 317 to 110 yards. Atlantic was also efficient in late down conversions, especially early in the game, going 5 of 9 on third down and 2 of 4 on the fourth down. Sadell's Cash Lee was 6 and 8 passing for just 43 yards and 1 touchdown. Andrew Malone was the Eagles' leading rusher with 55 yards on 9 carries. Atlantic comes out on top in their first Class 2A game and will head back home to host Hawkeye 10 rival Creston next Friday. Also in Class 2A, it was Clark of Osceola over Martinsdale St. Mary's 45-0. Des Moines Christian beating West Central Valley of Stewart 42-16. Clarinda thumped Shenandoah 37-19. It was Greene County over Perry 14-6. Camber Catholic more than doubled up on St. Albert 27-12. Ridgeview beat Otable Arthur BCIG 40-16, and Southwest Valley was a 24-21 winner over Red Oak. In Class 3A, it was Bishop Helan Catholic over Sioux City East 49-0. Greene County beating Perry, as we mentioned earlier, 14-6. ADM over Bondurant Farrar 17-7. Sheraton beat Creston in overtime 35-34. Harlan was a 49-7 winner over Denison Schleswig. Glenwood beat Carroll 14-7. Lewis Central was a 42-14 winner over Sergeant Bluff Luton. And Carlisle beat Winterset 25-20. Other football scores from last night include IKM Manning over Adair Casey Guthrie Center 35-0. Mount Air beat Nottoway Valley 36-0. Panorama was a 41-14 winner over Fort Dodge St. Edmund. Van Meter beat Earlham 42-14. Trainer was a 28-7 winner over Logan Magnolia. Anthonoto defeated Charter Oak Ute MMCRU by a score of 46-14. West Monona was a 38-21 winner over Missouri Valley. AHSTW beat Underwood 47-14. And it was Storm Lake over Cherokee of Washington, 33-13. Other football scores include Tri-Center over Riverside, 28-16. Van Meter beating Earlham, 42-14, as we mentioned a moment ago. It was Westwood over Akron Westfield, 7-6. In eight-player action, Cam beat Bedford 50-7. East Mills was a 42-0 winner over East Union. Exira EHK down Fremont Mills 45-27. Stanton was a 46-42 winner over Lamoni. Mormon Trail blew out Clarinda Academy 72-44. It was Murray over Essex South Page by a score of 70-28. Sydney a 26-16 winner over Lennox. Also Southeast Warren over Griswold 63-22. Other football action from Friday saw Coon Rapids Bayard beat Baxter 89-28. Arweva blanked Boyer Valley 41-0. Glidden Ralston was a 20-12 winner over West Bend Mallard. River Valley was a 38-32 victory over West Harrison. Audubon beat Remsen St. Mary's 58-26, and it was Kingsley Pearson over Woodbine 70-40. Elsewhere in sports, Iowa State coach Matt Campbell suspended 4 freshmen indefinitely on Friday for what he described as multiple incidents of poor choices and behavior. Newcomers Tavon Kyle, Javon Morton, Joseph Skates, and Dallas Taylor Cortez won't be involved in team activities or have access to Iowa State's athletic facilities during their suspensions, which Campbell said were based on a pattern of conduct rather than a single incident. All 4 will have access to the program's academic facilities. Campbell said the Cyclones have worked diligently to develop a culture of accountability in our program, and the freshmen failed to live up to those expectations. None is expected to play a key role on the team this season. Iowa State opens the season at home against South Dakota State on September the 1st. and Henry B. and Patricia B. Tippy, Director of Athletics Chair Gary Barta, and University of Iowa Head Baseball Coach Rick Heller have agreed to a contract amendment that will run through 2024. Barta says that Rick has done a tremendous job from day one, winning, graduating, and building this program the right way. He said also Rick has turned this program into one that contends annually in the Big Ten Conference and nationally, and this amendment puts us in a position to keep Rick in Iowa City for the foreseeable future, according to Barta. In his five seasons in Iowa City, Heller has led the Hawkeyes to 173 victories, averaging 34.6 wins per season. He guided Iowa to the NCAA Regionals in 2015, which was a first for the program since 1990. And two seasons later, the Hawkeyes won their first Big Ten tournament title in program history. Iowa has played at NCAA Regionals twice in Heller's five seasons. The program advanced to NCAA play just three times in its history prior to his arrival. The Hawkeyes also claimed a silver medal at the 2017 World University Games, becoming the first American squad to medal in Universiade history. Heller has coached six All-Americans and at least one first-team All-Big Ten selection in each of his five seasons, and the program has had 20 Major League Baseball draft selections, the most in a five-year stretch all time. That is a check of sports for this hour, brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.